Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Well, an example via personal anecdote and otherwise of how everything is process and process is everything. So, one, the non-personal, coming off a show called Crime Scene Confidential, where this blonde lady who's been like a crime scene investigator who tends to wear her blonde hair pink, she goes and looks at these crimes. There's one called Investigating the Investigation, Season 2, Episode 6. And again, now remember what I'm saying. Everything is process, and process is everything. What happened here was process was not followed, leaving open a gaping hole between what could have and should have been concluded and then what could be concluded later due to limitations. So in this case, hey, my girlfriend killed herself with a service revolver, and he works there. He's a deputy with his service revolver. So everybody's leaning towards not wanting to think he would do such a thing, and, you know, he's in mourning and blah, blah, blah. Literally, what do they miss? They don't do any checks of phones, like, you know, the phone messaging and so on and so forth. And eventually it's just lost because it goes to suicide. They rule suicide too quickly. And you're not going to believe this. You're just not going to believe it. But in the meantime, then, because they didn't look further, they didn't go to the witnesses like the best girlfriend who said, oh, she was leaving him. She was leaving him. She told me that day she was leaving him. By the way, he's drunk. He's been drinking. So this goes with the idea, hello, you got to start with basic, is it possible, hypothetical, high-level theories so that you understand what to go towards further that would make sense. He's drinking. Okay, why are you drinking, sir? Have you guys had any problems? Blah, blah, blah. They did interview him, but barely. And so then it would go to, oh, well, we talked to somebody who says she's breaking up with you. The mom says, oh, I seen him shove her way too hard. Like, oh, I was just playing. And just shove her all the way to the ground. I was just playing. And she's going to break up with him. So they didn't get to the girlfriend that said, oh, yeah, she's breaking up. Had her own, had her daughter before him and had been making ground at work so she could support herself. She was breaking up. Oh, he gets rough with her, unnecessarily rough with her. Oh, he was drunk. This starts to make sense. Maybe she tried to break up. Then he went out and was drinking because she hadn't just moved out yet. And ladies, you should always just move out, move to a friend's, go to a friend's house. Go to someplace. You just don't know. If you know it all, like the reason I'm leaving is because he tends to, you know, be scary at times. And if he's ever left any type of a hint, like if you leave me, it won't be good or whatever worse than that is, man, you just need to leave. You don't tell him and then stay the night. Don't do that crap. I mean, you might be able to do your witchcraft, which respectfully, women have that ability because they've honed it due to just the way society is and where their role in it as a physically weaker sex, that you can cast spells and therefore you can make him believe. Some of the best survival stories are where someone was purely being beaten and taken and abused. You know, a woman casts the spell of, no, I just want you to do well. I'm so glad that you're doing better. And all of a sudden, the person gets less violent over a period of time. And that can happen even quicker. So she maybe thought, I can do the witchcraft. And therefore, I'll stay. And then he gets drunk and things happen. Well, we know also that his revolver is in a special holster that requires a bunch of tricks to open it. I wouldn't know how to do that. The typical person wouldn't know how to do it. And so things are tricky, but if he wears a glove and he's smart enough to hold it in the right position than, hey, she shot herself in the mouth. I was out in the garage. I had to go through two different doors. Well, if she's committing suicide, then why would she need to lock doors unnecessarily? I had to break through two doors. I think maybe later he only said one. Some audio was lost, according to the dispatcher, but one audio engineer then says, no, that sounds like an edit to me. Not really forensically, because I don't know how you would take a file that you don't have the history of, and he didn't try to forensically go, well, when was it created? When was it modified? He didn't try to do that. And that maybe if you have the metadata or an expert, you can tell more specifically. This is just an audio engineer at a studio that says that sounds edited right there. And I would stake my claim on the fact that it was edited, but purely off of how he believes an edit would sound. So they don't save any of this stuff. They don't truly investigate. It's called a suicide. And then later on, we find out after the family keeps going, I don't think so. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. You guys didn't do an investigation. Now leads are drying up and so on and so forth. We find out that they didn't take evidence and or they don't have it anymore. And one of the pieces of evidence that they don't take is in the photos, in a pile, is a shirt that looks like there's a bunch of blood on it with a hole through it, separate from the body. Do you hear me right now? That's insane. But it's gone now because someone either didn't follow the process or didn't continue to follow the process. Like, why not keep this as evidence? What's it hurting? Especially if you know that the family is questioning it. Why not just keep it for a while? But it was not tested and apparently not even brought in. But it could be that it was brought in but then gotten rid of after the ruling of suicide. But think about that. How much are you leaning towards, I don't want this guy to be guilty, I know him, than when in the photo there's clearly a shirt that has a bloody mess on it or something that looks like it, including a bloody bullet hole. That's all about process, and that's all. And why I say that later on is that they didn't preserve it. And so once the appeals and the let's look into this to see if they screwed up enough that it should be retried and so on, or that it should be for trial, well, then you're talking about beyond a reasonable doubt, or could you present it as beyond a reasonable doubt? And they could screw up in that, but without that evidence, you don't have anything. It turns out the gun did not have his prints on it. Didn't have her prints either. Hello? Hello? So he wiped the gun. Wait for it. Also in the photos. Because how would he use the gun without getting his fingerprints on it? And it's his service weapon. So why wouldn't his prints be on it anyway? Well, guess what they find in the photos around the scene? There is a glove that is not the type of gloves that the first responders are wearing on the hood of a vehicle. Hello? Now, I'm not saying that's that, but that proves everything. But it's this type of stuff that goes, well, would this correspond with something? Could it be important? Could it be valuable? Could it be relevant? And instead, they don't even have it. So everything is process, and process is everything. He likely killed her, and he likely has gotten away with it because they did not keep evidence. Now, to the personal anecdote, everything is process and process is everything. We are not talking now about crime scenes, unless you want to talk how AI turns into a customer service crime scene, because it does. Okay, so I have a warranty. I won't say what prominent home warranty company it is, but there's only about three. that are really prominent. So I call because my dryer's not working. And so they then pass it off to the, dispatch to the actual company who will do the work for that type of a deal. So it's supposed to be covered. And so this is at the end of November, not even the very, very end, but close, the 29th. Actually, November has 31 days, doesn't it? No, it has 30 days. Did you know what I was doing there? Who knows that? Who knows what I was doing there and very quickly in my mind? Anyway, so it was not set until the 10th. So already an 11-day wait, right? And then they call on the 10th and they say, hey, truck's broken down. Can't make it. Can we reschedule? I say, well, yeah, but it's been a while. So, can you put some effort towards rescheduling soon, not later? He goes, I can't really, I'll promise that, but the truck's broke down. I can't get there today. So can we reschedule? I'm like, well, yeah, I guess we have to. There's nothing you can do about it. He goes, yeah, because they've even had me leave the truck. Like, go ahead and leave the truck. It's broken down that much. You're not doing any more appointments the rest of the day. Okay. So then I get a text because they had used AI on the front end pretty well. I say AI. It's automation. Can we shut the fuck up about everything being AI? Which is good automation. There's been customer service prompts through the telephone for a long time now. You simply automate it, and you have to have a little bit of good voice recognition. Which, oh, by the way, Dragon, naturally speaking, was recognizing voices back in the early 90s. So nothing new. But yeah, you have to have a prompt that's going to hear you. And so they've got good AI at the front end to say, hey, what is the issue? Now, you could have programmed that and said, here are the options. But instead, they're ready to see if what you say matches the potential options. And so on and so forth. So we narrow it down and, have you tried this? Does it still do this? I think it's very good. But then they get here, except they don't. They call me. And so now it's time to reschedule the appointment. And what would any process is everything, and everything is process. In a 1995 call center, I worked in one, did you? A classic call center where, the customer is always right. And you got your supervisor there. If you're not smart enough to solve the problem, then they can say, let me speak to your manager. So on and so forth. You would have somebody calling in. And you're a customer service agent for a company that deals with repairs. And you would have on your little prompt on the side of your cube what to do in this situation. Or later on when PDFs are more prominent, you probably have two screens up now. Back then, we didn't have two screens. And you would go, okay, let me have my instructions PDF over here. And if what does it say here? You just look at your instructions PDF while you're taking the call. Okay, is this a first call, a first attempt? Or is this a follow-up? Right? And then if it's a follow-up, one option would be, was the appointment missed due to company error or company action or company fault? Okay, now as you're trying to schedule, you do a certain thing, and that would be put them closer to the front end of the line, right? Yes, that's true. That's what a proper call center would do. And they certainly wouldn't say, okay, yeah, I know it's been, you waited a few business days to call us because you had a nightmare going through the company itself that would do the repair. And so now let's wait even longer. But let me go back to actually the first company. All they gave was prompts over a month out, barely, but like a month and a day for the next earliest appointment that I could take. Obviously, that is not satisfactory. So I said, this is not good. And I called them that day and realized through a bunch of prompts. I knew I was going to be wasting my time. Since I got any kind of automation, let alone if it was AI driven, I knew I'm going to be wasting my time because AI is stupid. And maybe I'll bring up another deal at the end of this to explain even more why AI is stupid. And so I go, this is going to cost me time. They should just be rescheduling me, calling me back, and telling me, hey, got you scheduled for Thursday. That's what they should be doing. It's on them. Their truck broke. They're the ones who say, hey, got you in this week. How's Thursday look? And I'd be like, man, it's been 11 days. Can you make it Wednesday? And I'd be talking to somebody where they understand the situation. So I'm going through the prompts on the appliance service company, not the warranty company. And going and calling, I realize my trick is just to always go operator, 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 operator. And eventually it tends to hear you and let you talk to a representative if that's not an option. And eventually it says, there are no representatives. We only have AI representatives. Okay. So your AI automation, your programming is not programmed enough for a basic business process for a competent call center. Do you understand that? And this is where we make a big fucking mistake, just puking out AI can save jobs and save money. Only if you do the work, garbage in, garbage out. If you didn't do business process possibilities, and task, charts, kind of step-by-step charts that would lead through, then your automation is going to be worse than just a competent call center. So your automation did not have anything except give them a new appointment and did not take into account dipshit. I just told you, you guys didn't make it. Dipshit. I just told you it's been 11 days already, and now I need to get it done as soon as possible. And instead, it does not have the automation to go, is this a call due to the warranty service not being able to make the original appointment? No. So that's the best it can do. Process is everything, and everything is process. I have to then, and I knew I would. I knew I would. As soon as I got some bullshit where I couldn't talk to a representative, I have to talk back to the home warranty company. And when I talk to the home warranty company, then they have to fix it for me. But instead of, obviously, we'll call you as soon as possible to tell you what the scheduling is, and all I do is wait for them to call. And then I have a 30-second call if it's good scheduling, and that's that, or a 3 or 5 minute call if it's not perfect scheduling and I'd like them to do it sooner if I'm being high maintenance, as would be probably, justified. Instead of it being 30 seconds to 5 minutes, and I've called multiple times, have to talk to, have to go through prompts, have to understand because it's not obvious that they don't have AI, they don't have real representatives. So I spent, 20, 30 minutes trying to figure that out. And then eventually going, well, and now I have to call the home warranty company so they can try to get past the AI screen. The other thing that they can do, and process is everything and everything is process, is that they can then make those prompts inconvenient and just take too long. And you get where if they don't want to actually do your stuff, like they don't want to have to go do, more claims on home warranty, just make the queue ridiculously complicated and like overly, without prompting, add a bunch of information. Does this have to do with such and such? And it's not related at all. By the way, you can go do this at the whatever, whatever. And that takes another 15 seconds to explain. you're just trying to listen to all of the options and they take forever, that's actually a way to provide poor customer service. Because a human can listen and then just say, okay, cool, boom. And I'm not saying there's not a place for that telephone queue that goes to the various pieces. If you build it efficiently, it can, you know, be good. You can save the money of an agent, or it can properly route to the right agent. I totally get that. Absolutely understood. You'd rather have it go to the right agent who has the specialty knowledge, if it is that specialty, such that every agent would know this. That's fine. But yeah, I end up spending like 25, 30, 35 minutes, really 40 or 45 minutes, because I'm on hold, if you add that. And it's to then have to delay another 9 days. So I didn't call right away. It was in the middle of the business day, and I'm like, I just dreaded it. So I waited 3 business days to call. Not a full 3 business days, but, you know, whatever, 2 3/4, 2 1/2. And at that time, it's a 9-day, oh, well, you know, it canceled your claim. I didn't cancel it. Just because I didn't answer to your January something appointments, you decided in an automatic way that I mean to have the claim canceled? When your guys are the ones who didn't show up and nobody ever said my dryer was working? And so the best they can do is go, well, we're going to go ahead and close it on our end too, talking from the home warranty company. And then we'll just restart one. Oh, the earliest we have is 9 days from now. Great. So as quickly as you could schedule, it took a whole 20 days between initially and then the second time. And I have a home warranty. So I said to them, again, everything is process, and process is everything. I had taken some annual training at my regular job and talking about ethics. It's like, you need to know what your business partners are doing. They reflect on you, whether it's ethically, whether it's business process or whatever. If you don't know that they're screwing the pooch on customer service, before, where you're going to have a mess to clean up. So again, everything is process, and process is everything. Like, even as you consider taking on a business partner, someone who's going to do the work that you're associated with, you better have ready the questions to ensure that their processes are up to speed. Like, have somebody build that out. Like, all the various things that a customer might experience, the different routes that that tree can go down, the call tree, and see how it works before you take them on. Like, even as an anonymous tester, something like that. So, yeah, everything is process, and process is everything. Whether it's not having your head up your ass on something that still could be considered suspicious, you know, the family might go ahead and be concerned about and could be appealed to be called a homicide investigation instead of a suicide, and follow the P's and Q's and act like you care to make sure that, God forbid, it was a homicide, that you have enough evidence for it to hold up for a prosecution. You have enough that they can at least go to a prosecution for murder. Like, that's the type of thing you're dropping. Isn't that insane? And I'll do another little whistleblower thing, just in the industry where I am. I'm not going to tell you exactly. I'm not going to tell you details. But, because there's a lot of areas that this would apply to, so I don't think you know it. A lot of areas where you can say basically, hey, I think I'm eligible for a bunch of funding from you guys. And I'm talking the federal government. The federal government would be like, yeah, maybe make your point, make your argument. And so you make your argument, If you make your argument well, they'll be like, yep, you are eligible for that. Thanks for telling us in advance, since we do need to know in advance. You don't get to just puke it at us. Regularly, you need to tell us in advance. So, you are eligible, so go ahead and submit those towards us, and we will pay a percentage. And process is everything, and everything is process. I know of situations where, in certain categories that are massive spends, large spends, instead of just finishing, even though on the front end they go, hey, we've got permission to get a lot of money so we don't have to pay for it directly for these categories, you have, how do I say this, entities for which this funding is available, and those entities don't follow up, such that in certain categories, instead of being paid a significant amount through, if you will, these like grants, they basically only submit and claim like 1% of what they could. Isn't that insane? Process is everything, and everything is process. Okay, you got your money. You know what would really help your bottom line? Since you got permission, get that shit submitted, man. Get it submitted however way, but finish your process so that you can regularly submit it.
Oh, we want it to be fancy. We haven't connected all the pieces.
If you look, you don't need to have the pieces connected everywhere for it to spit out automatically. The requests, the submissions, are literally PDFs or Excels. So however way you piece these dollars the fuck together, piece them together. Worry about your automated system spitting out the exact output later. Don't wait for fucking AI to do it, because even then, if your process is wrong, AI is going to be wrong. Everything is process, and process is everything. How do you not figure out the process to save you a massive portion of your costs? Now, one other thing, when it comes to business, everything is process, and process is everything. I said I'd tell you a little story. So, you know, AI is being shoved down the throats of everybody. And continually, I mean, I'm sure you've heard this and you've seen it. They will call it a hallucination when AI is wrong. So I do want you to appreciate, AI is expected to be wrong. Do you understand what we're doing here? We're acting like we're going to fund this like the moon mission. Speaking of things that were wrong and fake. And it's wrong. And we know it. And we haven't built in, if you will, the Ten Commandments limitations on its behavior. We let it lie to please the requester. And so I knew that this happened. I know that it makes up sources just so it can kind of fill out, well, I need to fill out this approximate template of how the response should look. Therefore, oh, I don't have any information for that a part of the template. Just fucking make some shit up. So you've heard of when AI will just puke out something that's absolutely fake, like a fake citation. And so in this training, this review, that's exactly what they say. They say, hey, by the way, don't trust AI. It'll tell you total falsities. It's not even that it will not put together well what it has. It will, and you could call that a hallucination. Which, do you hear this? Do you hear this? How much money are we spending on or being pushed to go with this idea that it's like the positive version of coronavirus, 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 coronavirus. Remember in that January period where they're prepping us for it? And I would go to the local fast food restaurant not far from where I worked for lunch. They still had TVs on then, some fast food restaurants. Remember how they'll have TVs? Just have on the feed. And coronavirus, 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 coronavirus. Except now it's AI, 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 some virtual chickens. AI, AIO. It's AI, 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 AI. And I'm going to say another thing. Trump pisses me off. Like, he's doing so much type of addressing the truth of some things and letting RFK Jr., address the truth of some things. And they're getting to it. Like, for instance, I watched a special. I can't remember if I've read it listened to a podcast, whatever, where Trump has said, well, that's fucking ridiculous. Why are we paying a lot more for pharmaceutical drugs in other countries? Just so he started a most favored nation. In other words, you do compare to whatever, 9 or 10, I don't remember how many, different countries, and it cannot be the highest, and typically it's a way highest, and it's something like the average, or even it's got to be the lowest. And that's what we're going to pay you. Too bad, so sad. We see what you're doing with other people. You don't get to fuck us just because we've got more money, supposedly, even though it's all debt money. So he's doing this great shit, and then he's doing the exact fucking thing when I was selecting coronavirus for a reason. What was that ridiculous deal called where it was creating the quote vaccine as soon as possible? Warp speed. Hey, you dare to tell him that he can't spend his way to prosperity and something big and the best ever. Just dare him. I bet you can't create a vaccine faster than anybody else has. What did he just say? And then he is too stupid. On the one hand, he kind of gets the instinct of, well, no, I can't tell him to fucking take it. It took dipshit tyrant Biden to do that. But, oh yeah, I can make the best ever. The best. You thought I couldn't do that? I could do that better than 10 presidents combined. I could do it better than 10 presidents in 100 years from now when technology's better. That's how good I am. And spends ridiculous amounts of money to subsidize shit instead of just seeing if it's so good, it'll survive in the fucking marketplace. And now the dipshit, this is why I'm so annoyed by him, and vote liber fucking tarian, is like, we should spend a bunch of money on AI. Let it freaking survive the marketplace. Don't subsidize it. Pull your fucking head out of your ass. What's the emergency to subsidize AI when every tech corporation is trying to get there anyway? What's the fucking point? Stop subsidizing shit to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. It's insane. If this is the type of thing where, well, who cares if it hallucinates? We're just going to get it going. I mean, you could practically turn this into a la moon landing theories of, it's just money laundering. People are making money like crazy. Nothing was ever really put together of any true substance. Great way to launder a shit ton of money, though, so a lot of people get rich. And you could say, hey, it wasn't laundered. Some people put effort. It's just that the final thing wasn't the true thing. Either way, whether it's laundered or whether it's massively wasteful, because it's always more massively wasteful. See my earlier example. You think that was private companies turning down and not submitting approved funding that they could get a percentage back from? Or do you think it was government? Let's put two and two together. Only governments would make decisions that stupid. Some kind of governmental entities. Not telling you what level, doesn't matter. We're not telling you what programs, doesn't matter. It happens everywhere. A individual coffee shop owner just trying to survive from fucking moment to moment. You think if he took some grant or she took some grant and they said, hey, how about we pay 50% of your staff costs? They'd be like, and they would know about it and go, how do we do that? Well, you got to submit it and we'll tell you whether or not we approve it and to what amount. So they submit it and they go, man, I got $1 million in total staff costs a year. How awesome would it be if I didn't have to pay $500,000 of it? That would be great. That's a huge difference. Huge difference. Can be the difference between whether or not I survive or not, whether or not I can be strategic going into the future or whatever it might be. And after they say, think about this, after they say, cool, and we got good news, it's approved up to $1 million, they then only submit $10,000? Do you think any private company would get that far with something that could save them that type of money and then they wouldn't do it? I mean, hello? So when it comes to the idea of, well, you know, even just having it go through the government as AI development, as opposed to you motherfuckers can win in the marketplace of ideas. Good luck. I'm not subsidizing your dumbass. Instead, Trump's like, let's subsidize. I'm like, and that's why I should have voted libertarian. The thing is, libertarians, I think, would be just as strong, like, if you could get an RFK Jr. in there. But they wouldn't have the legitimacy of one of the major parties to go and just keep doing shit. And then even though they're doing the same shit that Donald Trump is doing in his administration, when they're doing good stuff, all of a sudden, because it's libertarian, the Republicans are assholes opposing them instead of just Democrats. And then does it survive it? Because, you know, the Republicans being against you, that's another powerful opponent as far as narrative and connections to, you know, news sources and the like. But anyway, everything is process, and process is everything, right? If you don't follow up on, hey, dipshit, figure out your process to actually submit those costs so that your company can survive. If you don't follow up on, well, yeah, I know it's potentially a suicide, but who the fuck knows? We weren't there. And it's his gun, and he would know how to stage a scene better than most. And it's his girlfriend, and a lot of things arise out of domestic arguments. So because we know it could potentially not be suicide, let's follow the right process. And not leave a bloody shirt with a fucking hole in it in a pile away from where the deceased was at the crime scene. Fucking hello. You know, let's not have a call center agent that doesn't follow the basic processes of a competent call center, such that instead of having a competent AI call center, you've got something that is built to piss off people. Everything is process, and process is everything. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.